I am standing still. A life of pages waiting to be filled. A heart that's hopeful, a head that's full of dreams. But this becoming is harder than it seems. Feels like I'm looking for a reason.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning, Huntington. More news.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
And the weather forecast for the Huntington County area begins today with sunny skies and a high near 76 degrees. Calm winds becoming easterly around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 55, light easterly winds. And Saturday, we have another chance of showers mainly after 9 a.m., mostly cloudy skies and a high near 70. Calm winds will be accompanied by a chance of precipitation of 50%. Saturday evening, another chance of showers mainly before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy skies and a low around 55. Calm winds becoming northerly around 6 miles per hour after midnight. The chance of precipitation is 50%. On Sunday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 63, north winds between 9 and 11 miles per hour. Sunday evening, mostly clear skies and a low around 42. And on Monday, if you're fortunate enough to celebrate Columbus Day and not have to go to work, you will have sunny skies and a high near 61. If you do have to go to work, at least you have a nice sunny day. Monday evening, mostly clear skies and a low around 41.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And good morning. You are listening to Hands Across Huntington, Huntington Helpline's radio show here every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Huntington Helpline and your host of this show on the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station. And today, I'm happy to say, a good colleague of ours in the nonprofit world is Gary White joining me today. He's the executive director of the Flemington Area Food Pantry. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Susan. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
Well, the food pantry, we all know, is a staple here in Huntington County. You guys have done incredible work. All of the rest of us nonprofits rely on you for our clients getting food that they otherwise could not purchase themselves. And you've got a lot to tell us about the food pantry because it's changed over the last few years, hasn't it?
It has. We started in 1982 in the basement of the Methodist Church. We're a small group of volunteers. We moved five times in that period of time to where our current location is now, behind the Walmart on Route 31.
And that's a fantastic facility. It's just beautiful.
It's brand new. I mean, 4 years old, but it's brand new to us. It's a huge facility. A lot of our racks inside the pantry were donated by ShopRite and a couple of other agencies, and it gives us a lot of room. We have office facilities and areas for our clients to sit. It's a great location for us.
I did a research paper and spent a lot of time sitting there. And it was, in addition to the fact that it does what it's supposed to do, and is a great organization in our midst. The sitting area, the waiting area, is so friendly. The volunteers were so friendly. You didn't feel that people were coming in and feeling embarrassed or any stigma associated with it. Obviously, there were people who knew each other, and lots of great conversations, community things going on, people sharing games on their cell phones. It was just such a nice, pleasant atmosphere.
Well, we have approximately about 110 volunteers who work at the pantry.
Wow.
And the pantry, I would say in the last year, we've completely redesigned the pantry inside. We put up curtains to give it a more homey feel. Painted some of the bathrooms. We are going to continue to paint the inside of the pantry. The Friendly Sons of St. Patrick, which is an organization here in the Hunterdon County area, have volunteered to donate the paint and volunteered to paint the pantry.
Wow.
And that'll be a nice addition. It'll give the pantry, rather than a sterile look, a feel-at-home type of feel for them. So I think our clients enjoy it, and we've talked to a lot of our clients recently, and we have done surveys with them to see how they like the new changes, and everybody feels that, it does give you that homey feeling and not you're walking into a sterile office building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And your volunteers, too. I know that many of them have actually been with the pantry for years. I mean, they are wedded to the pantry. They are loyal to the pantry. And I know that you actually yourself started out as a volunteer.
I did. I started about 4 years ago. And I started out just as a Thursday volunteer. And the previous director, Marianne Isham, asked me if I would like to do something different. And she asked me if I would take over the purchasing of the food from Norwest Gap and ShopRite here in Flemington. And I said yes, and I started doing that. I did that for 2.5 years. And when Marianne Isham departed from the Flemington Food Pantry, I was asked then to take over as the director. So that's where I'm at now.
There you go. Well, they couldn't have asked a better person. It's so interesting. I started out with Hunterdon Helpline as a volunteer as well. You sort of catch that bug, and it becomes such a integral part of your life when you're doing work that matters to so many people.
I think you're right. We have a volunteer who's been with us, actually Fran Craig, and her mother volunteered at the food pantry when it was part of basement of the Methodist Church. And she was with us for 20 years. And then Fran just took over that role, and she's probably been one of the longest volunteers, so she can tell you a lot of facts about the pantry that most people don't know. So
it's generation to generation. That's pretty cool.
I think so. I think people come aboard the pantry to volunteer and not really knowing what to expect, and I think it gives people a sense of purpose where you have an opportunity to pay forward, because I think a lot of times we forget that it could be, by the grace of God, there go I, that you could be on the other side of that counter. So, and I think a lot of our volunteers really care about our clients.
And I think that's very true, particularly since the recent Great Recession. Certainly, the food pantry made news. I had Marianne on about 3 years ago because Bloomberg News did a story about how people in Hunterdon County, due to that recession, had lost their jobs. People who had lived in, quote-unquote, the McMansions and, were driving a BMW suddenly found themselves at the food pantry. So it can, in fact, happen to any one of us at any given time. You know, you get that low blow, and it's tough to climb out.
What I think, too, is that, you know, when you think about Hunterdon County and people that are in need, is that Hunterdon County is the sixth wealthiest county in the United States. So a lot of people have that impression that there's not a need here. But if you have, we have in Hunterdon County 126,000 residents, and we have an estimate of 5,000 people that use the Flemington Food Pantry as a source of food.
And, you know, with the helpline, we get anywhere, especially with the recession, we were well over 25,000 calls a year, but we get about 12 to 15,000 calls a year from people who are living here, who might need utility assistance or help with a security deposit, or are homeless. Of course, we take care of the homeless after hours for both Hunterdon and Somerset counties. Yeah, it is a wealthy county, but we do tend to forget that we have the exact same social problems, social ills, social challenges that anywhere has. Maybe not to the same percentage, but of course, you know, our population also is not the same percentage as a city, closer to Manhattan or what have you.
Yeah, I agree. I think that a lot of our clients, some of them drive, have the ability to have vehicles and can drive to us. Some of them became unemployed as a result of the 2008 recession and just haven't been able to bounce back from that. And so, you know, or they found meager jobs or they found part-time jobs, but those part-time jobs are not enough to help feed their families. So they do have to rely on other agencies to help them through.
And transportation is huge, but I do know that the link goes to the food pantry. So
it does.
People can make arrangements for that either by going on the regular routes or by their demand rides, or what they call now the scheduled rides, just simply by calling before 12 the day before. And they can have the link pick them up and take them to the food pantry. They do have a limit on bags, but it is transportation, much needed.
I believe the limitation on bags, I believe it's 5 that they can actually take on the link, and most of the link vehicles that come over, they do have the hydraulic lifts in the back, so if you are handicapped and need that assistance, at least they can help us with that as well, so.
It's a partnership, definitely a partnership here in Hunterdon County between all of our organizations. And why don't we give some information on how to contact the food pantry if you need it. The phone number, 908-788-5568. That's 908-788-5568. Or you can visit them on the internet at www.FlemingtonFoodPantry.org. And of course, if you need to email, that's info@FlemingtonFoodPantry.org. Again, the phone number is 908-788-5568. And Gary, how many office staff? I mean, because I know that you really work hard to keep that infrastructure at the lowest budget possible in order to use your funds for really what your purpose is.
I have myself. I'm a volunteer. I also have one administrative assistant who works approximately 20 hours a week. We have a bookkeeper who works 5 hours a week. And that's about all we have as far as paid staff. Everyone else is a volunteer. of those volunteers, we have team leaders that help us organize and run each day. We do have active board members who are involved in the pantry on a daily basis.
And I'm sure that even with 110 volunteers, you're in need of more.
Absolutely.
So we're going to take a short break. Call 908-788-5568. If you're interested in becoming a volunteer or learning more about the food pantry, and we'll be right back because the Flemington Area Food Pantry has a very popular fundraiser coming up, and you're going to want to hear all about it. We'll be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show every Friday morning. And I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Helpline. Your first call for help, that's what Hunterdon Helpline has done for almost 48 years. We are 24/7, 365 days of the year there to assist you with any challenge you have, basic human resources, senior needs, persons with disabilities, challenges facing them, employment, education, mental and health resources, suicide prevention, and we are the sheltering coordinator for both Hunterdon and Somerset counties after hours when their offices close, as well as having a direct line to the link. And we can assist in every challenge that you might be facing, provide you with linkage to other organizations, referrals, and of course our own programs that include literacy services, work connectivity, seniors and disability services, and more. We try to provide you with a holistic solution to your challenge, not that just the short-term need, but something that can sustain you long-term as well. Call 908-782-4357, 908-782-4357. Visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org, helplinehc.org, or you can email us at info@helplinehc.org. Again, 908-782-4357. And I'm fortunate to have Gary White, Executive Director of the Flemington Area Food Pantry, here with us this morning. He's given us an overview of how the Flemington Area Food Pantry is operated, but also the history and the fact that it's gone from the basement of a church, Gary, to this incredible building behind Walmart off of 31, truly shows, unfortunately, I guess, in many respects, the need, but also the commitment of the community to support this wonderful organization and the acknowledgement. We were talking before that these issues do occur here in Hunterdon County, even though it has one of the highest per capita incomes in the country. We do have the same social challenges that affect any area. And so in order to support an organization like this, as well as Helpline and the many other nonprofits, we have to raise funds. It's just a fact of life, isn't it?
It is. It is. I mean, if you think about the pantry as a whole, we get about 18% in grants, which includes, it could be the county grant, the grants from other agencies. 19% comes from in-kind donations, which could be from food donations and from Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Copper Hill Elementary Schools. There's so many to name. And then 63% is contributions from private donors. So without their help, the pantry would certainly be would not be able to have the organization that it has today and would certainly not be able to function.
And the food pantry is also part of the Give Hunterdon organization, and you can go to givehunterdon.org to see more information on the food pantry. If they need volunteers, monetary needs, even material needs, along with about 13 other nonprofits. Giving Tuesday is coming up, obviously, in December, but now's the time to start thinking how you can help, because the need doesn't start in December around the holidays. The need is all the time, every day, every month. And so the food pantry has a wonderful fundraiser coming up. This is a very popular fundraiser in our community. It's the 20th annual Empty Bowl fundraiser. It's just an amazing event. Potters and craftspeople create handcrafted bowls in exchange for your cash donation, and you get to keep the bowl. You also get to enjoy a delicious meal when you are there. It's $25 a person. That includes homemade soup, fresh salad, bread, dessert, a beverage. And these beautiful handmade bowls are just, you know, they're a keepsake. So these are, again, made by local potters and artists and yours to keep for a donation of $25. This is on October 14th. It is from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can come in at any time between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And I'm going to give a special shout-out, Gary, to the participating restaurants: Basil Bandwagons, Natural Market, Metropolitan Seafood Company, ShopRite, of course, what would we do without them, Matt's Red Rooster Grill, T-Berry's Tea Room, and the Chive and Thyme Cafe and Catering, which, by the way, I frequent on a regular basis now. Having discovered them, it's like my new thing. So, again, this is an incredible event. It is being held at the Flemington United Methodist Church on Main Street and Maple Avenue. Again, for more information about this event and anything about the food pantry, you can call 908-788-5568. 908-788-5568. You do good work over there, Gary, and people need to know that, again, this is something that I know we talk about it at our Give Hunterdon meetings. We need all year round. I love the fact that people give around Thanksgiving. I love, you know, the holiday messages that people begin to think about us and send their donations in. But we don't stop. We're 12 months. We're 24/7. We have to keep this moving. And we rely so heavily on their donations. you only receive 18% of your budget from grants.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Susan. I mean, during the holiday times, we definitely receive more donations, starting like October, November, December, January. And then come February, they start to slow down a little bit. And there's still a need. Your point was that there's still a need year-round.
People are still hungry in February, March, and April.
Absolutely. And it really it slows down come summertime. And that's one of the things that we're going to work on going into this year is that, you know, school children go to school, and when they're at school, they have lunches. So they have a healthy meal at lunchtime. Come summertime, they're not in school, and those healthy meals then stop. So going forward, we'd like to apply for a grant that we would be have accessible to have those lunches available for children.
That would be great. I don't think people realize what happens during the summertime. And it also creates a burden, an additional burden on the family infrastructure because those kids are home. Now we have to worry about prolonged child care. Obviously, we have to worry about meals, more meals than we did year-round when school is in session. Transportation becomes a greater issue as well because now, you know, your child doesn't get on the school bus and go to school and come back. Now you have to worry about, well, you know, I've got to take my kids to work or I have to drop them off or what have you. And again, how am I going to transport them and me at the same time? So, you know, summertime is a very, very difficult time that I think that people don't realize how much organizations like the food pantry need additional help. It's great to think of them around the holidays. It's wonderful because, yes, we all want that turkey dinner. We all want, you know, Christmas and Hanukkah in our house the same way that other people have. But that summertime can create havoc on that family.
Absolutely. And just to let everyone know as well is that we do serve a holiday meal for both Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter. And it's just like it's a meal put together. We don't actually serve the meal, but it's a turkey, all the fixings to have a Thanksgiving meal and to have a Christmas meal and to have an Easter meal. Last year, we gave out some 614 meals for Thanksgiving, over 500 for Christmas, and over 490 for Easter. So, you know, I think people do look forward to that, and it's definitely a way for us to help them have a nice holiday.
And like we said, the holidays are extremely important, but let's remember the rest of the year as well. How does someone go about, I mean, it's easy to send a check in, and certainly I can give you the address to send your donations to. That's the Flemington Area Food Pantry at 154 Route 31 North, 154 Route 31 North in Flemington, New Jersey. That's where the location of the building is if you want to drop it off. Or you can send it to the Flemington Area Food Pantry via mail at P.O. Box 783. P.O. Box 783. And that's Flemington, New Jersey 08822. So donations obviously are welcome. What about food donations?
Food donations come in. Normally what happens is if we have an organization, this weekend we have Weicker Realtors are making a donation to the Flemington Food Pantry. They'll bring it in on Saturday morning. We'll have volunteers waiting for them. Once the food is brought in, it'll be collected, weighed, given their amount will be given back to the realtors. And then we'll have volunteers that will actually sort everything and put it on the shelf for distribution. So anytime we have donations to the pantry, so all they have to do is call the number to the food pantry, and we'll have someone waiting for them to accept the donation.
And if you're an individual, you would do the same thing?
Absolutely.
Okay. So if somebody says, you know what, I'm going to spend the day at ShopRite, load up my cart, I'm going to call the food pantry and let them know I have this donation, and they'll set up a time for them to come in, because they are very busy there. I want to point that out. Having sat there for 3 hours, it is very, very busy. So you do want to make that appointment.
We have anywhere from 35 to 40 clients a day, and it is very busy. I mean, we have a shift of volunteers. You have our volunteers who do the intake of the clients. We have volunteers who work the back room, who go out and pick up products from other places. And we also have what we call our kitchen. It's not actually physically a kitchen, but it's actually where we serve our clients. So we're busy all the time.
Amazing. We're going to take a break and come back with Gary White of the Flemington Area Food Pantry after these messages.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
People still in Hurricane Matthew evacuation zones who haven't left yet are being urged by the head of the National Hurricane Center to do so.
I want to personally plead with you to get out right now.
Center Director Rick Knapp saying it's not the winds that are the problem as much as the storm surge and the flooding.
Don't be part of the history of this hurricane that might include a long list of fatalities in the U.S. due to water.
The first storm-related death from Hurricane Matthew being reported in central Florida as a 58-year-old woman died of a heart attack overnight. The call coming in after the local rescue district had suspended operations because of the storm. The September jobs report is out, and it shows that employers added 156,000 new jobs last month. The government says the jobless rate ticked up to 5%. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
The weather forecast for Hunterdon County: sunny with a high near 76 today and calm winds becoming easterly around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds and a low around 51, light easterly winds. On Saturday, a chance of showers mainly after 9 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 70 and calm winds. The chance of precipitation is 50%. Saturday evening, a chance of showers again, mainly before 9 p.m., and mostly cloudy skies with a low around 55. Calm winds become northerly after around 6 miles per hour after midnight, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. On Sunday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 63, north winds between 9 and 11 miles per hour. And Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 42. Those sunny skies will continue through Columbus Day on Monday, and we will see a temperature of near 61 degrees. And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, Hunterdon Helpline's ED, as they say, executive director, and your host of the show. I have Gary White, ED of the Flemington Area Food Pantry, who's been telling us the amazing work that this organization does to keep people sustained, if you will, with food, and how you can, in fact, be part of the team, either as a volunteer or as someone who's donating. Both cash and food are welcome. You can call 908-788-5568 to find out how to do that. You do want to make an appointment, because The Flemington Area Food Pantry is somewhat busy, so to stop and take a donation may not be really appropriate during a big time of the day when people are there getting their food, so you definitely want to make that appointment. And what do they need, Gary? If they want to say, you know what, I just heard this show, and I'm going over to ShopRite, I'm going to fill my basket, what do you want? What do you need, and how do you need it brought over?
They can bring it however they'd like to bring it over. Our biggest needs right now, we're going into the fall and winter is right behind it, seasons. We're always in need of any type of beans, black beans, white beans, kidney beans.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's just it's a staple. It's a protein.
Interesting.
And we go through those like wildfire. So that's, I mean, that's always a huge staple for us. Any type of soups, any type of fruit, canned fruit. Right now, we have the luxury of having farmers who donate to us, and they bring us fresh fruit and fresh vegetables, but that's always a need for us, canned vegetables. As the summer winds down and the growing season stops, I mean, canned vegetables is always a huge need for us. So right now we're asking in our needs list, which we send out every month, we're asking for any items that are part of the Thanksgiving meal, canned pumpkin, sweet potatoes, stuffing, instant mashed potatoes, turkey gravy, all the items that go to a holiday meal. We're asking for those items now to help us through the holiday meal, especially if we're going to give out 614 holiday meals.
My goodness. So what about perishables?
Perishables, we'll take anything at any time. Perishables have an expiration date on them, and things is like eggs or yogurt, but we do get our eggs from Norwest Cap, which we order on a monthly basis, and we also purchase them from ShopRite as well. Yogurt is donated to us by Johanna Farms, and but any types of perishables we'll always take. We just have to make sure that, you know, we have the correct date on them.
Great. So, you know, I have a small farm. I have a small vegetable garden. But if I wanted to bring in my zucchinis, my tomatoes.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Excellent. Excellent. So, again, the number is 908-788-5568. Or visit them on the internet at Flemington Food Pantry, all one word, .org. And the hours, Monday through Thursday, if you need to go, 9 to 11:30 a.m. Selected Wednesday evenings will be at 5:30 to 8 p.m. I guess we should look on the website if we need to go to the food pantry in the evening. And selected Saturdays from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. And if you need transportation to the food pantry to get your weekly groceries, again, call the link or go to ridethelink.com for the schedule near you. And you can hop on the link and you're able to bring a limited amount, but you are able to bring your packages on home via the link, which unfortunately is important here in the county because our transportation system is not robust, to say the least. And, you know, we talk about the recession and everything else, about people downsizing their homes, foreclosed upon, et cetera. But the same thing happens with our automobiles, and it's hard to maintain them. So we're so lucky to have the link, even though we always want more. that's the case with everything, absolutely. So, interesting, beans and soups this time of the year, of course. I've already started drinking my soup. I could just soup and cheese are my staples, but...
Well, we have what we call our cupboard staples. We always make sure that we always have a full supply, and that is that we always have peanut butter, jelly, rice, cereal, tuna fish, pasta, mac and cheese.
What you find in every home.
Yeah, exactly. When you go to your actual cupboard, your staple cupboard.
When Sandy hits us, and we're talking about Matthew at the moment, God forbid, but, and, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to the folks in Haiti and in Florida. Those are the things that we rely upon
Absolutely.
On a daily basis, but also in those emergency situations.
You can never do without peanut butter.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, some people would say mac and cheese, too, but if I had to choose one, it's definitely the peanut butter. Definitely the peanut butter and coffee. You give me coffee.
We're all set then.
Exactly. But, you know, interesting because Hunterdon County, the immigration population has increased over the years. Do you find different groups like we have with our literacy services and some of our other programs that obviously we have a large Latino population. We have a large Asian population. Do you see more cultural foods being requested?
We try to honor each group, but it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because we see a lot of Asian type foods being donated, so that tells me that we have a bigger population of Asian in this county. But
that's interesting.
It is, but we try to, since we do have a big Latino population, we do try to have some of the items available, but it's tough on a restricted budget. So we try to have across the board type products
mm-hmm.
that everyone can use. We're this month and going forward, we're going to try to always have laundry soap for our clients and dish detergent.
Well, that's a very important point then, because we've been focusing on food, and I'm glad you brought that up, because sundries are important as well. Just really basically what you'd find in a grocery store.
Absolutely. And we do have health and beauty products for our clients. I mean, as far as bar soap, body soap, shampoo, toothpaste, toothbrush. We try to provide those to our clients as well as there's a definite need for those items.
You said before that you survey to see if the clients like the changes that you've made, et cetera. But do you survey for food needs if of the clients to see if, you know, the majority, you know, want the mac and cheese versus the peanut butter?
We did a huge survey probably about 6 months ago, 7 months ago, and didn't really get a definitive answer on that, but
interesting.
But we do provide. If you walk in the pantry, most pantries in the area give a bag, and it's certain items within that bag. If you come into the Flemington Food Pantry, they have a large choice to choose from. So, you know, and we have a variety of items. So, with that, you know, the clients can pick what they would like or would not like, and we're always trying to, you know, get different products as we go forward. So
what is the eligibility? I mean, obviously, you know, a millionaire should not be served at the Flemington Area Food Pantry.
Basically, to be served in the Flemington Food Pantry, if you have a social service award letter, that's probably number one to bring into the pantry when you come in with your family to register. A driver's license, proof of residency, and that could be a electric bill or a gas bill, something that shows you where your address is. The members of your family have a birth certificate, that type of thing. The single person family cannot make more than $20,000 a year, and I believe for three and up, it's not more than $30,000 a year. But we look at everything when a client comes in, and even though sometimes we've had clients who have come in who missed the qualifications by a few dollars, we'll still try to help that client out one time if we can. So mm-hmm. we don't turn anyone away.
So if somebody were to come in, they would fill out an application form, provide all that proof of evidence, and then they don't have to do that again. Do they get a card? Do they come in? They're on a list?
We actually fill out an application for them, mm-hmm. and they will have to recertify every year just to show that nothing's changed. We do have some clients who maybe are clients this first 6 months. They find employment. They don't come back to us 6 months later. They come back to us because they lost that employment. We'll recertify them just to see that they're at the same residency, the same things are going on with them, and they're eligible again.
Great. We're going to take a break and come back with Gary White of the Flemington Area Food Pantry.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show. I'm Susan Lax of Hunterdon Helpline. We've been talking about a fundraiser for the Flemington Area Food Pantry that's coming up on October 14th. That's from 11 to 3 p.m. Tickets are $25. And it is the Empty Bowl event where you walk away with a beautiful pottery, piece of pottery. So definitely... make sure that you put that on your calendar or call the pantry at 908-788-5568 for more information. And we, too, as Hunterdon Helpline, have to keep that money pouring in or else we cannot function the helpline 24/7, 365 days out of the year, and we need your help as well. We have our Flemington Town Crawl coming up. That is Monday, October 17th. Our town crawls have become very popular, I'm happy to say. We've had them in Clinton and Lambertville and Flemington before. And we're back in Flemington on October 17th, as I said, starting at 5:30. It's like a progressive dinner. We begin at Orvieto's for appetizers, and then we stroll through Flemington to get a taste of the borough and have dinner at 55 Main. Then on to the do-it-yourself art space on Main Street, and that is where we shall have dessert and a bit of culture. And the dessert is provided by the Italian bakery. So we get to showcase the borough. We get to sample the cuisine and the culture. And in addition, we are honoring a great community service person, and that is DJ Wright of Wright and Ford Funeral Home, whose bio is too extensive just in terms of volunteering. It's too extensive to go through everything, but Flemington Raritan Rescue Squad, the Chamber of Commerce, the Volunteer Guardianship One-on-One, Flemington Rotary, the list goes on, and it is time that our community say thank you to DJ Wright, and so we hope that you will attend. For more information, you can go to 908-782-4357 and talk to any one of our staff members about it. It is $100 per ticket, which obviously includes a fantastic dinner on the town, so to speak, as well as a donation to the many free programs and services of Hunterdon Helpline. You can also get more information by looking us up on Facebook and on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. And we're back talking about the Flemington Area Food Pantry with Gary White, who's executive director. So many people are served by the pantry. Tell me some of your stats. They're never boring.
Well, since the month of January, we served 643 family visits. In February, we were 675, March, 694, April, 804, and May, we were approximately 700.
Wow.
So, I mean, every month we see an increase in clients. I said earlier that we serve anywhere from 35 to 40 clients a day, probably approximately 240 clients a week. And we see more and more clients, new clients, coming through our doors. Currently in Hunterdon County, you have 2,035 county families that are qualified to receive groceries. Not all of them come in. So that's going to be part of our new venture going forward, that we reach out to those people who are still out there that we haven't, you know, we haven't got to the pantry. Either they don't understand that they're, maybe they feel they're not qualified, or, you know, they don't have the right needs for us, but we want to reach out for them.
And they should also know that this is a welcoming place, and that there, but for the grace, this can befall anyone. There should be no stigmas attached, no embarrassment to come in. And like I said, having spent 3 hours there one day, it's a very community atmosphere. You know, it's just people are talking, people are on their computers, they're, you know, waiting for their turn in line. But it is a very friendly, wonderful place. The volunteers are fantastic. And there's no judgment, so
no.
I would like to see you reach those 2,000 people, too, because it is so, so important. With Helpline, we get calls every day about utility assistance and that they can't meet their electric bill, and they just got a shutoff notice. And we actually try to tell them, in order to save some of the monies that are coming in, that the SNAP program through social services or the food pantries will alleviate having to take from this bucket and put into that bucket.
Absolutely.
And they'll be able to pay those bills, and that's important. And, hey, you know, this is life. And as we said earlier in the show, it can happen to anybody, and it does happen to anybody. So
absolutely.
Very, very, very important. You know, unemployment, underemployment, it's gotten a little bit better, but it's still an issue. And, you know, we are struggling. And it's not people below the poverty line. It's middle class as well to make ends meet. So, you know, we do encourage, if you know someone and you've been listening to the show, if not your need, but you know somebody who could certainly benefit from the pantry, we want you to tell them all about it, direct them. And if anybody has any questions, again, I keep giving the phone number. It's so important. And I'll tell you to our listeners, I give a lot of phone numbers out on this show, but whether you need it immediately or not, take it down. Put it in your, you know, agenda book. Put it in your calendar. Put it in your Rolodex. Because, again, you do not know when suddenly you think, oh, my gosh, I wish I had that number. And I think that the Flemington Area Food Pantry is one of those numbers that we should all have just in case. Whether it be for us, our family, our neighbors, people we know, that we could offer them some assistance simply through the information. So again, 908-788-5568. Gary, we only have a couple of minutes left, but we touched upon this before. The fact that you started out as a volunteer, I started out as a volunteer with Huntington Helpline. How did that progression work for you? Do you feel any differently as executive director versus the, you know, the person who just came in off the street and said this was a worthwhile thing to do?
I think so. I, you know, as when I first started, I was retired. I wanted to pay forward, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important for everyone. I mean, we have a lot of volunteers who come in. I have a lot of mothers who come in who want to have their school-age children volunteer to give them a sense of what it is.
And how important is that? Raising someone with the idea that we pay it forward, we make a difference in our own community. It's so, so important.
I think when you're that volunteer and you're coming every day and you're doing what ever is directed towards you. I mean, when I started like that, that gave me such a sense of relief. And then I started to say to the director at the time, I said, is there anything else I can do? Can I come in another day? And it really gave me a rewarding feeling. And then when I moved over to purchasing the food for the pantry, I mean, it became so interesting. And I had a lot of help. I mean, I didn't do it all by myself. And you always, I guess you always search out for the other people for their ideas. And once I became the director, I mean, I have a great team of people that are constantly helping. Without them, I'd be in trouble.
Well, it sort of implied something else that's important. We mentioned that people are unemployed or underemployed. You know, if you volunteer, folks, the job skills that you learn by working for an organization that you might not, you know, apply to for a job is tremendous. So it even adds to the resume. There's so many rewards that you get out of volunteering, and do consider it. We've run out of time, Gary. This has been fantastic. It's always good to sit and talk to you. Again, colleagues in the world of the nonprofits and how we help our clients are so, so important. So thank you for coming on.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And coming up next is Home Sweet Home.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
People still in Hurricane Matthew evacuation zones who haven't left yet are being urged by the head of the National Hurricane Center to do so.
I want to personally plead with you to get out right now.
Center Director Rick Knapp saying it's not the winds that are the problem as much as the storm surge and the flooding.
Don't be part of the history of this hurricane that might include a long list of fatalities in the U.S. due to water.
The first storm-related death from Hurricane Matthew being reported in central Florida as a 58-year-old woman died of a heart attack overnight. The call coming in after the local rescue district had suspended operations because of the storm. The September jobs report is out, and it shows that employers added 156,000 new jobs last month. The government says the jobless rate ticked up to 5%. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion.